Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Back to Manhattan. Cy Vance, DA, very experienced, good guy, putting together a criminal case against Donald Trump for various financial fraud, tax fraud, perhaps bankruptcy fraud, or bank fraud in general, for fraudulently valuing properties. Among other things, we haven't seen the final charges they are expected. Cy Vance apparently has interviewed, or his staff has interviewed, Michael Cohen 7 times. He's a cooperating witness. Michael Cohen is a felon, used to represent Donald Trump. Trump turned on him like a dog, as always. Cohen fought back when he had to testify in front of Congress. He was so afraid of violence against him to stop his testifying that he, instead of flying, he drove down to Washington, D.C. by himself from New York, and he wore a baseball cap and sunglasses to try to conceal his identity so he wouldn't be perhaps attacked on the way. I mean, that's whether or not that was realistic, that was his subjective fear. When a cooperating witness and who has nothing to lose, who doesn't like you, testifies to the prosecutor, it's not good for you. When he talks to them 7 times, and apparently they've made an offer to Alan Weisselberg, the chief financial officer for Trump, for all of his properties, the chief financial officer, more than Trump probably, knows all the details of what they did. Trump knows what they did, but the CFO is the guy, all they have to do is show him the document. He'll say, yeah, we said that was worth $200 million to get a bank loan, but it was only worth $20 million. And that over there to the state, we said was worth $10 million for property taxes, but it was worth $100 million, that kind of thing. They'll say, all right, and $26 million went out to consultants, a lot of it to Ivanka Trump, who also worked for the company. Why are you paying a consultant fee to somebody who works for the company, and what advice and consultation did Ivanka Trump do for all that money? And he will say, well, nothing actually. And there's a way to transfer funnel income to her, and we could take a deduction, you know, that kind of thing. Now, Trump needs a lawyer, and he needs a lawyer bad, and anybody with any sophistication in this knows he needs him right now. You can't just lie in the weeds and wait for a couple of guys to knock on your door at 5:30 in the morning and say you're under arrest. You want counsel right away. Well, Trump can't get the best because he doesn't pay people. He stiffs them, and he won't pay a big retainer in advance. Secondly, he'll hold press conferences and shoot his mouth off, destroy the defense that they're trying to put together, and well-known law firms don't want that. And they also don't want to be part of fraud. In other words, none of them would represent him in this malarkey about how the certifications from the state were invalid because the election was stolen. Nobody's going to do that. Well, Trump has hired two guys. The better known one is Mark Mukasey. You may remember the name. His father, Mukasey, was the attorney general for George W. Bush. Well, Mukasey himself represents some real hard cases, including Bernie Madoff's right-hand man. Bernie Madoff, you remember, is the guy, the securities cheat, who stole billions of dollars, taking people's money and then forging security certificates. And they'd keep them, and they'd think that they had a lot of money, and then they'd say, we're selling ours, and Bernie would pay them with other people's money. And suddenly the musical chairs stopped in 2008 and 2009 when there was a recession. Everybody wanted his money. Bernie is serving a couple hundred years in prison in North Carolina right now. His one of the biggest thieves in American securities fraud, and his right-hand man was a client of Mark Mukasey. He's representing now Donald Trump. Similar when you think of Trump University and a lot of the other things Trump has done. But the other guy is Alan Futterfass. Alan Futterfass represents organized crime. He represented the Colombo crime family. Some very unpleasant gentleman. So those are the lawyers for Trump, Mark Mukasey and Alan Fudafaz. They are not likely to be fazed by Trump's skullduggery, because the skullduggery of the Bernie Madoff organization and his right-hand man, and the skullduggery of the Colombo crime family, saying it's skullduggery is a laughable term. I mean, it was really serious criminal behavior. With Trump, it may be the same. We don't know. But that is who he is representing, or represented by, largely because he can't get others, but also because he is, his position is so degraded. I mean, he has done so many things, not just Trump University, not just money from Deutsche Bank, not just owing $400 million to people that he won't disclose, although they have Russian accents and they're close to Putin. Not only just betraying his country for financial reasons to the commie Ruskies, and frankly, for the Coprophile video, but Trump is not the kind of guy who would say, well, I can't be represented by these guys because they have a taint to them. Not personally, but the people they represent. Organized crime, Bernie Madoff's organization, no. We can't be part of that. No. Any other president would say, I wouldn't touch these lawyers with a 10-foot pole. I would not touch them with a 10-foot pole. Trump is lucky to have anybody. Maybe somebody out of law school desperate for clients who doesn't know what he's doing. That's it. But now he is Mark Mukasey and Alan Fudafaz. And these are wily people who know their way around the courtroom, because you don't represent some of the clients they've represented and not know your way around the courtroom. No jury is going to feel sympathy for the Colombo crime family. And no jury is going to feel sympathy for Bernie Madoff's right-hand man. And, you know, this highlights to me the reason why it's a tragedy that Cy Vance was squeezed out by the wokerati in Manhattan. He was not woke enough. He was not diverse enough. He did not fit identity politics niches. And they turned on him like a pack of piranha, and there are 8 of them running, 3 of them with no prosecutorial experience, 2 of them going to cut the budget of the DA's office by 50% to stop its, quote, abuses of power, end quote. Are you kidding me? And of the other 5, several had actually practiced under Cy Vance and won't stick up for him. All I can say is when one of those people gets elected, first of all, gets nominated as the Democratic nominee in June for a DA in Manhattan, because they pick their DAs in a partisan election, not like ours, which are independent. Whoever wins that primary in June is going to be the DA in November. Whoever it is, better stand by. And as they say in the Navy, stand by for heavy rolls. We're not talking about bakery either. We're talking about waves, because Alan Fudafaz and Mark Mukasey have represented, respectively, the Colombo crime family, organized crime, and Bernie Madoff's organization. And they will go after them. They will go after them fiercely. Trump will shoot his mouth off, make implied threats. They cannot cave. Whoever it is cannot cave. And maybe they'll surprise me and rise to the occasion. But all I can say is I wish Cy Vance were still going to stay in office. Unfortunately, he is not. There you have a bird's eye view of what's going on with Trump in Manhattan. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.